This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
100 years ago this week, the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, was added to the U.S. Constitution. The change was not immediate, however. Black women in particular would fight for this right for years to come due to widespread voter discrimination. But the amendment was a major shift in women's political involvement. To mark this occasion, we're starting an inspiration chain, asking women in Illinois politics what challenges are still ahead and who inspires them to be public servants. We started with historic Illinois politician Carol Moseley Braun, the first Black woman to serve in the U.S. Senate. I asked her how she's marking the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment.
Well, it's a huge milestone. You cannot have justice if you cannot have access to the ballot. And so it was really a push for justice and equality. The whole idea of democracy is that you tap the population for ideas about how government should work, government by the people, of the people, and for the people. And if you have, you start off with a narrow band of people who whose ideas are being heard and paid attention to, then what you're going to do is wind up with lopsided policy.
Is there a law in Illinois or nationally that you think represents women's influence in government?
Oh, absolutely. The Violence Against Women Act. It has made a big difference in terms of the way that women are treated in the court system, are treated by police, are frankly treated by their partners. I'm going to digress for a second. It's going to take more time than I think you possibly expected. When I became Recorder of Deeds of Cook County, the deeds had Joe Blow et ux. And I looked up what et ux stood for. I mean, I'm not a Latin scholar, but I had to look it up. The core word has to do with this cow, something that gives milk. And so it's like, what? I went to Springfield and asked them to change the law so say Joe Blow and Mary Rowe instead of Joe Blow et ux. You know, it's that sort of thing.
That's
so we've got a long way to go. We've come a long way, but we've got a long way yet to go.
And what do you think still needs to be done in the fight for gender equality in politics?
Well, there are a number of things that need to be done. The first is we've got to fix campaign finance. People complain about income inequality. It's like, what do you expect when you've got just rich people making the decisions for you? And the reason you've got rich people making the decisions for you is that because those you have to be wealthy to get elected to begin with. One of the things that I ran into, which I hadn't anticipated, was coming from a working class background, people just thought I was not only was out of place because of the way I looked, I mean, being female and Black on top of it, but also I was not a gazillionaire. And so that just made me an outlier on so many different fronts. And that's why our government policies reflect the interests of the 1%.
I'd like to turn now to who has inspired you throughout your life and career to be the dedicated and lifelong public servant that you became.
Well, I was asked that question. And frankly, everybody I came up with was already dead. There was a Black woman who was an alderman here in Chicago by the name of Anna Langford. I want to speak her name because it's important that we do this. And then another who was my roommate when I was in the state legislature. That was Ethel Alexander. And so those two women really inspired me the most. But going forward, there's a young woman I've had occasion to work with. Her name is Stephanie Kipowitz, and she's from Aurora area. She's very energetic and very good at what she does, and I think she really represents the future of women in politics and women in government, and I hope that you get a chance to talk to her.
This conversation is one of a five-part series exploring the significance of the 19th Amendment to Illinois' women leaders during its 100th birthday. Listen tomorrow to hear from the woman that Carol Moseley Braun is inspired by, Illinois State Representative Stephanie Kipowitz. You're listening to WBEZ.